T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Helping those that have been ghosted, we're doing it once again. It's Waiting by the Phone. Alex is here. Say hi to Matt. What's up, Matt?
Hi.
What's up?
Hey. Hey.
What's up?
You sound awfully chipper for a guy that just got ghosted.
Well, I'm a big fan. And also, it is weird why that I got ghosted. And I was like, I've always wanted to call in. So it's like.
Well, here you go.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
I have a reason.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Also, I'm kind of sad. It's like ups and downs.
Right. Hopefully, we're going to get some help for you. But in the meantime, tell us about Kendall and how this all kind of came to play.
So, we started with a couple, Skypes. Then we did a social distance walk. I thought everything was going as well as it could for being in an apocalypse. Finally did an in-person night hang. It was,
All right. Where did this take place? Was it a restaurant or bowling alley or what?
Bowling alley.
Dude, random.
Are those even open?
I don't
know.
They
actually are.
Are they?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't trust putting my fingers in those holes yet, but you know what I'm saying?
Sorry, Matt, you were saying?
We just got food from a place, and then we brought it back to my place.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's big.
So then what happened?
A very fun night, I thought.
Okay.
And then I don't know what happened.
I feel like if a woman is comfortable enough to come to your home, especially during a time like this, then obviously she likes you. Because a woman's not going to go to your home.
Yeah.
Right.
Seriously.
Unless she's into you.
Correct.
Let's call Kendall, see what she says. Hang on.
Hello?
Kendall?
Yes?
Hi, good morning. Sorry to catch you off guard. I'm Brad Booker, and I also have Alex Franco and Sarah Osborne on here. It's the Booker, Alex, and Sarah show. We're on Mix 94.7. We're doing a radio show with Matt, who contacted us for our segment called Waiting by the Phone. He, too, is on the phone. Matt, you want to say hi?
Hey, what's up?
Here's what we do, Kendall, and we're hoping that we can make this as comfortable for you as possible, but our segment, Waiting by the Phone, is for people that went out with someone that they really care about, which is you, and then just not to hear anything. So Matt's kind of in this weird place where he's like, I really like her. I thought we had a great night, and I haven't heard from her.
Oh, my God, is this for real? I was holding my breath the whole time you're talking, and I'm like, wait, is this for real? Wait, what's happening? Wait, what?
That's funny.
What? I'm on the radio?
It is a lot for someone this early in the morning.
I already had my coffee, though. I get up early, right. So we're good. Hi, Matt. What's up? I guess he's on the radio. Oh, hi.
So what did happen? He said you came over to his place.
Wait. How much did he tell you?
I'm going to tell you exactly what he said. He said that you guys have been talking, hanging out, a couple of video chats. Then you, I guess, met up for a walk or something. And then you got food and went back to his place. And that's it. That's all he said.
He kept it clean.
Okay, well, that's good, I guess. Thanks, Matt. that's basically it. But I did spend the night at his house.
Okay.
Hopefully my mom's not listening, but I think
I know.
Proud of
That's
me.
Awesome.
I don't know. My mom always told me when it came to guys to always trust your gut. Okay. And my gut was like, Matt's cool. It's okay to spend the night. Even in this crazy world, he's a nice guy and we had chemistry and I just went with it. basically the next morning, like, he offered to make me some breakfast, and I was like, eh, I don't really like to hang out with somebody, you know, like, I need to, like, brush my teeth, like, I'm gross,
yeah.
Like, you know, like, it's the morning thing.
Sure, of course.
Right.
Especially somebody that you're barely getting to know.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, so he walks me into the bathroom, he's like, no problem, here, grab a toothbrush. And he opens this drawer, and there's, like, 15 wrapped, like, travel toothbrushes, but they're not travel, but, you know, I always bring one with me when I travel, just like individually wrapped toothbrushes. There's like 15 in this drawer.
Okay.
And I don't know, maybe somebody would be like, oh, great, thanks. Like, no big deal. But I just was like, this guy hooks up with a lot of girls, is kind of what my gut said. Like, he is ready for his overnight guest with a toothbrush. And it just made me feel like really weird and definitely out of my comfort zone.
Again, we're not judging anybody, but Kendall, just so I understand this properly, the reason you decided not to call Matt back after a good time was because dude was overprepared in the toothbrush department?
Yes, but think of it this way. Like, I don't normally like hook up with guys, like, you know, and like, okay. Well, we obviously knew each other for a little while, but this was like the first time we really like hung out. And I don't know, it just made me feel like, I don't know, it's just my gut. My mom says, listen to your gut. My gut is like, this guy's a player. He hooks up with lots of girls. That's how I felt.
My mom's a dental hygienist. Anytime I go home, she is giving me these huge packages of toothbrushes.
I just have
a ton of toothbrushes.
Wait, hold up. Are you sitting here laughing this
whole
time?
Why didn't we talk to you earlier?
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
I probably am a little, like, OCD now because of her. So, like, I do switch my toothbrush more than a regular person. Like, I know people, like, use the same toothbrush, like, for 6 months. But, like, when you get 3 ones from your mom, you're just going to switch it every month.
All right, I believe him 100%.
That is hilarious.
In his tone, he's so confident.
But you need to, like, tell someone that because, like, my first thought, too, would be, like, oh, he is a player. Like,
why?
He has
but wait,
this
no,
down.
No, see, that's not fair. It's not
okay,
our obligation to explain to a woman why we have so many toothbrushes. If
well,
it bothered
yeah.
her, it's her responsibility to go to Matt and be like, bro,
no,
why do you have so many toothbrushes?
No. Well, then it's awkward because let's say he is a player and you're like,
yeah,
why do you have so many toothbrushes? And he's like, I always like my guests to feel like welcome. I mean, it's just creepy. It's
then
awkward.
You know that. Bounce.
You're right. And I have to just say, I mean, okay, you got them from your mom. I totally believe you, Matt. But just put me in that moment. Half the toothbrushes were like pink and purple. And so,
oh, yeah.
Like, okay, like, what color do I get? What color do I get? It was just like, they weren't green. They were in like a Colgate pack. Like, you just had two extra.
Right.
Like,
totally.
It was just in a separate drawer. And like, what's next? Tampons in the drawer underneath? Like, it was just weird.
Yeah, but maybe his mom was a gynecologist.
I can't believe you. That's possible.
Oh, gosh.
Kendall, what do you think? I mean, this is a very, very reasonable explanation, and we all believe him. So would you be willing to go out again with Matt and give him another chance?
Yes, I actually feel really kind of silly now. I kind of made you out
to
like man whore Matt, and I'm sorry.
Man whore Matt.
So good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.